You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Apple's new MacBook Pro has a touch bar on the keyboard, by Brian Barrett. It's been over 500 days since Apple updated its MacBook Pro. Now the wait is over, and while the company's new lineup of high-end laptops looks awfully similar to the previous version from the outside, there's a world of difference, starting with what Apple calls the touch bar. First, the laptop itself, which comes in 13 and 15-inch varieties and which retains the same basic look that has defined the Retina MacBook Pro for years now. There are some key differences in the form, though, especially when you look up close. The new MacBook Pro comes in a space gray option, for starters. It has a brighter, more colorful display. It's also a bit thinner, with a redesigned hinge to accommodate the size change. It also follows the recently overhauled MacBook in embracing USB-C to the tune of four ports. There's no HDMI here, no SD card reader, just next-generation connectivity that not even the iPhone has embraced yet. Prepare to dongle, at least for the next year or two. You didn't come here for physical iterations, though. You came here for the touch bar. As has been rumored for what feels like decades, the new MacBook Pro ditches the function keys at the top of the keyboard for an OLED strip. Why, you ask? Why, indeed. It looks cool, certainly, but it also allows the keyboard to show situationally distinct options. If you're in a music player, for instance, you can have more expansive control of your tunes. Switch over to Photoshop, and you could call up a variety of tools. When you're browsing the web, it shows a search field and navigation buttons. It works in Pages, Keynote, GarageBand, Terminal, and Xcode. And of course, it makes the perfect home for an emoji keyboard. A lot of the Touch Bar's utility is going to depend on developers, but Apple already has several partners on board. Another key aspect of the Touch Bar? It comes with a Touch ID fingerprint reader, where the power button currently resides. That alone isn't anything special. Laptops have had fingerprint readers for years and years. What makes Apple's unique, though, is that it's going to enable Apple Pay on the web with the touch of a finger. No more entering your personal information or your credit card number. No more autofill and the attendant security risks. Just press to pay. If all of this sounds bonkers to you and you just want a new machine with real function keys, Apple has one of those, too. There's a 13-inch version of the new MacBook Pro that's spec'd a little lower, but has traditional keyboard with function keys intact. The new MacBook Pro will start at $1,799 for the 13-inch and $2,399 for the 15-inch and are available for pre-order today. The Touch Bar models will ship within 3 weeks. The non-Touch Bar 13-incher costs $1,499 and ships now. It's been a while, but these new machines certainly seem worth the wait.